嗨，听众朋友们，大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语，这里是 Rose 和 Brian, and we're in youth English. Hello, Rose.
Hi, Brian, how's it going today? It is freezing.
It certainly is.
What's going on in Beijing?
I don't know, it's been really a cold, not even winter, it's been a cold autumn in Beijing.
Yeah, what autumn? We didn't get autumn, we went straight from summer to deadly winter.
Yeah, kind of like that.Yeah, it's a pity that we don't really have a long fall here in Beijing. Mm-hmm. Neither do we have a long spring. Those are the beautiful seasons.
Yeah.
But getting cold means something else. First, it means that you need to put on more layers.
That's exactly right. And I walked out the door today, you know, I said to myself, should I choose between beauty or brains? And I didn't get either, really. Because what I mean by that is brains, put on some more, you know, heavier cold layers, but heavier layers don't make, you know, women look cute. We have to look cute in the winter and, you know, it just...
You don't have to.
We don't have to, no.
Try to have some of the latter.
The latter what?
Brains.
Oh, no, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even my wife, when she was young, I'm pretty sure that most girls, when they were young, they would try to look really cute in the winter. In Chinese, we call it, well, let me try to translate this into English. It's called freezing or beauty, something like that.
Okay, Brian, thanks for trying.
I know. Not a very good try. No. 但是呢冬天到了啊尤其是女孩们姑娘们啊不要这个我们说美丽动人啊还是应该要保证自己的身体健康而且呢这说起来有点像老同志们在说话啊年轻的时候不注意年轻的时候人找病老了病找人。这是北京的一句老话啊但是有它的道理。So try to keep yourself warm. And of course, you probably spend more time indoors as it's very cold outside.
Absolutely, definitely. But so I have actually become invisible to my friends because they keep asking me to hang out, and I just sort of disappear. I don't go out really. I was forced to go out Friday, but I stay inside. It's too cold.
Hand over the invisibility cloak.
From Harry Potter. Yay! Yeah. Okay, so today we're going to continue talking about prefixes.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the words I just mentioned was invisible.
Okay. 今天呢我们继续来聊前缀。上次我们说了一部分的前缀尤其是表示反义的前缀。那今天呢我们要完成这一个部分。刚才提到了一个词 invisible.我还说到了它的名词 invisibility 等等等等那前面都是这个表示反义的前缀那它的词根就是什么呢 visible 是什么可以看到的啊 something that's able、to be seen something that you can see is visible so invisible is the opposite something that you cannot see
that's right absolutely、
mm.
okay let's go to the next one so we will go ahead and wrap up the words with that start with the prefix
in 刚才这个 invisible 也是、啊、the visible 前面加上 in 表示反义
and we're going to start on the words that begin with ir
yeah I jumped ahead a little bit in the last showtalking a little about IR. So after invisible, we start with IRs. 为什么有 IR 这样的现象？我上次也跟大家大概的解释了一下，在 R 开头的词前面，如果要加上这个反义的 I 开头的前缀，就会变成 IR. So give us an example.
Okay, so one word would be, Brian,、mm-hmm. I hope your wife would not say this about you, that you are irrational.
She said it very often, actually.
Does he really?
Rational. 这个词呢，这个词的词根、啊、我不知道大家是不是知道 ration 是什么意思呢？就是非常理智的、啊、ration 这个词本身就是理智的意思。So if you're rational, then it means you can always keep your head cool and、mm-hmm. think about everything straight. But if、yes. you're irrational...前面是 IR 了啊不是 IM 或者是 IN 了是在这个 rational 前面再加一个 I 再加一个 R 所以变成了 IRRATIONAL
Right, so it becomes from one R to two R's
哎这个词我们之前没有提到过啊 Irrational 不是能够非常冷静、啊、分析判断的这种
Okay, so the next one would be recoverable.
Or irrecoverable?
Yes.
Okay, recover. 这个词大家可能能知道啊，有恢复的意思，也有找回的意思。So if something is recoverable, then let's say you lost something, and if you can find it back, then that thing is recoverable.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's irrecoverable, this word is kind of hard to pronounce, huh?
It is a little difficult to pronounce. It has a lot of syllables, so it's irrecoverable.
Yeah.
Irrecoverable. Oh my gosh, that's six syllables. That's a lot.
Especially that irre. Like
yeah,
irreplaceable.
Exactly.
That's kind of hard to pronounce.
A little bit, yeah.
Irrecoverable 是什么意思呢？就是无法找回的，或者说是无法恢复、无法修复的。
Yeah, okay, Brian. So let's go to the next one, which would be regular.
Regular.
Yeah.
Regular 这个词大家可能都知道啊，普通的。或者说是循规蹈矩的，那我们已经说过了，今天我们说的主题呢就是这一段的前缀啊是 IR， 那它的反义就应该是 irregular， 对吧、
mm-hmm.
还是加上 IR， 大家记住只要是 IR 的肯定都是 R 开头的词，并且前面要再加一个 IR， double R、irregular， that's Rose.
Yes, you're right
Oh, I'm just kidding.
I'm not, I really can't think of a comeback for that. So thanks, Brian.
Yeah.
You caught me off guard.
What I was trying to say is that you're extraordinary.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm unique.
Just try to believe that.
Whatever.
Irregular, 不规则的、或者说是不循规蹈矩的、都可以叫这个。
But it's okay, Brian. No one's listening to anything you say because it's all irrelevant.
All right. Whatever.
We got you there.
But we need to explain this, right?
Yes.
Irrelevant. Relevant 是什么意思？大家可能都知道这个词 relation 啊，是这个关系。那 relevant 就是和什么什么东西有关系的。But when it's irrelevant, 就是和什么东西无关的。大家可能在对话当中也能听到这个啊，说你说了这么多 ，they're all irrelevant。啊，你说这么多，他们都说都没用啊，根本跟这件事情是根本没有关系的，就叫做 irrelevant。The thing about this IR,、
mm-hmm.
I think the most difficult thing for Chinese people is the pronunciation, especially when there's R at the beginning of the root word, and to add another irre sound at the beginning would make it difficult, like all these words, irregular, irrelevant,等等等等都不是非常好发音啊，但是呢如果习惯了就好了，大家可以平时多发发这个 这个音啊，多发发之后呢再说这些词可能就会简单一点，而且听到了以后大家可能也能更多的知道他们是什么意思了。
Alright, let's go to the next one,
which is
repairable.
Repair 是什么意思？修复啊，修理。 Repairable就是可以修好的。
Except for this repairable doesn't have an A-I. It's just R-E-P-A-R. You know, repair. Yeah, so the word repair, like, I'm going to repair my bike. That's R-E-P-A-I-R.
Mm-hmm.
This one is R-E-P-A-R-A-B-L-E, repairable.
That's a change of the root word a little, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they changed the root word a little bit. This one is sort of...you know, like if you have a best friend or something and you say something really, really horrible, sometimes it could be irreparable, which means that you can't take it back and your friendship will not be fixed.
Yeah.
But repairable means that maybe you said something not very nice, but your friendship is okay.
Or if you broke something.
Yeah.
And your father look at it. Don't worry about it, son. It's repairable.
Oh, really? Is that what your dad says?
No.
When you broke your car, got into an accident.
That's also not what I said to my son. Just, you know, leave it there. Don't worry about it.
Mom will get it, right?
Irreparable. 不可修理的，无法修复的，等等等等，这样的意思。
Okay, all right, let's go to the next one.
You know what, Rose?
Yeah.
I didn't imagine there were so many words with IR.
Yeah, there are a lot of words with IR. I mean, you have to be careful, too, when you're looking, because...not all of the words we use. This is something I find...
Irritating.
There you go, irritating.
Although it's not double R.
Well, irritating is double R.
Oh,
but,
yeah, it is.
But there is no root word.
Yeah. It's not irritating.
Right, exactly. It's just a word, irritating, so you have to be careful.
没错，所以在看这个 IR 词的前缀的时候啊，也有特例。你比如说我们刚才说的这个 irritating， 烦人的啊，这样一个词，它前面也是 IRR， 但是它并不是表示反义的一个词，这个词本身就是这样拼。So, yeah, I mean, we're really not making it easy for everyone. But that's only the only exception I can think of at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the words with IRR at the beginning would be falling into this category
mm-hmm.
with the prefix of IR.
Right.
我还真的以前没有想过有这么多 IR 啊，很多 R 开头的形容词都是这样，反义就是 IRR 表示反义。除了我们刚才说的这个词啊 ，irritating 或者 irritate 等等。So do we have more IRs?
The last one that I have on my list is replaceable, which means if you break something or damage something、
hmm.
And it's no longer useful, you、mm-hmm. can't use it, then you can always replace it. That's replaceable.、
Mm.
But if you cannot, it is irreplaceable.
Yeah, and this word is funny.
Why?
The reason I said it's funny is because it has sort of double prefixes.
Yes, like what?
It's
oh, re?
Place,
oh.
Replace, irreplace.
There you go. Yes.
Irreplaceable.
You know what's funny? These things, as a native English speaker, we don't even realize.
Yeah, you don't really
notice. We take it for granted. Yeah.
Yeah, 这个还真是啊。你比如说刚才我们说的这个 irreplaceable 这个词其实有两个前缀还有一个后缀。啊、它的词根是什么呢 place P-L-A-C-E 这个词大家都知道我们刚才说这个 replace 是什么呢重置重放更换 replaceable 就是可以更换的而前面再加一个前缀变成了 irreplaceable 就变成了不能更换的无法替代的所以这个词非常的复杂但是如果你看它看多了或者平时听多了用多了你就不会再觉得它有那么复杂也不用再去想的那么繁琐了所以熟能生巧嘛。Alright, so actually I have one more word to add on to your list.
Okay.
And the reason I mentioned this word is because it was the name of a movie and I found it so difficult to pronounce at the moment.
What was it?
Erasable.
How was it spelled?
I think it was erasable or something that, like that.
Oh God, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah,
but it's
erase.With IR.
Oh, irreplaceable.
Yeah.
But that's not a real word.
No?
No. Okay. So this is the thing, of course. There's a lot of things I have to tell you. But one of those things is that if you're looking at movie titles or book titles, be careful.
They don't always use real words.
Yeah, they don't always use real words. It's there to make like a... So if you say something is erasable, it means you can erase it, right?
Mm.
It means you can make a mistake
but
and then erase it.
You cannot erase it.
Well, that's the thing. It's actually... Mm-hmm, let's move on.
No, not irreplaceable.
No, I was going to say, no, it's not IR. You don't put IR at the beginning.
Mm.
You know, you can say unerasable, but I don't even think that. That doesn't even make sense. You wouldn't use a prefix with this word.
Mm.
Yeah, this is my thing.
All right. I'll make sure of that.
Darn these shows. Yeah.
所以说我们刚才聊了这个由 IR 开头的这样一个一堆一组词吧 or of course we have something like irresistible it's even more difficult to pronounce
yeah、
还有很多这种 IR 开头的词我们就不一一的列举了、啊、那总之大家看到凡是 R 开头的有可能是形容词有可能是动词它的反义经常会出现前边再加上 IR 变成它的反义词的这种情况当然并不是所有都是如此也有很多特例大家更细致的去查询吧这样可能能更多的去了解其中的奥秘、啊、还是那句话熟能生巧啊，不管是有没有特例听多了用多了自然就懂得其中的规律了、
right. I'm trying to actually for this word erasable I'm kind of thinking that maybe it's non N-O-N that comes before it.
Non-erasable?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But anyways...
We're only guessing.
Yeah, we're only guessing. So just sort of be careful. And the only reason I say this is because more often than not in English, we use the root word and not the opposite. Sometimes the opposite doesn't really make sense.
Mm.
So we either use non, un, ir, something like this.
You know, if you're not certain, just use not. You cannot be wrong.
Exactly. That's right.
如果实在拿不准，就不要用它的这种各种词缀的反义词啊，就直接用 not. If it's not replaceable, if it's not resistible.哎，用这种说法你是肯定不会出错的啊，直到你能够拿准了以后再说。Alright, so we had the last couple words of IN, we had IR.
And now we have UN.
UN.
UN. But I was going to say not as in the United Nations.
No.
UN as in
the
prefix.
Actually, that was the first thing that came into my mind.
Yeah.
UN, 这是一个前缀啊，不是联合国，不是 United Nations. 那这个词呢，也是表示反义的。And a lot of times they're used also before adjectives and verbs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them a few examples.
All right, let's give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first one would be attended.
Attended 什么意思呢？得到照料的这个词，大家如果去机场的话啊，会看到这个机场里边到处都写着 "Don't leave your luggages unattended"， 什么意思呢？不要把你的行李啊置于无人照料的状况之下，直接翻过来是这个意思啊，就是其实就是看好自己的行李这么一个简单的意思。Unattended, all right.
Yes, okay. So we have unattended as the first one, and then the next one would be.Authorized.
Authorized. Authorized. 什么意思呢？授权。Now, if something is authorized, means it's legitimate. It's authorized by even an organization or the government.、
Mm-hmm.
哎、所以说 it's legal.、这个 authorized 就是被授权了的。Unauthorized, 它的反义前面加上一个 UN, 就是没有被授权的。And actually, I see that word pretty often.
Really?
Especially here in China, if something is unauthorized, then supposedly you cannot really use it, you can't do it, but some people do it anyway.
Wait, some people do what?
Do what's unauthorized.
Oh, of course.、Mm. Yeah. Or they say, no unauthorized users. This、is very common.
Unauthorized, 就是我们说的未被授权的。大家如果比如说使用软件啊，比如说操作系统，有的时候会受到这个提示啊 ，Your software is unauthorized, you cannot really update it, and then buy the real one, although they're expensive.
Yeah,、that's really funny. Okay, the next one is available.
Available, 这个是什么意思呢？有空的啊，或者说是允许的。比如说我可能会问 Rose, Hey Rose, are you available the coming weekend?
No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for your answer. 那反应就是什么呢？ Unavailable, 就是什么呢？我没空，这件事情我做不了，做不到，可以用这样一个词。
The next one is avoidable.
Avoidable, 或者Avoid. Avoid 是什么意思？避免。Avoidable 就是可以避免的。比如说大家听到这起交通事故本来是可以避免的。This traffic accident was avoidable. 是什么意思呢？本来这起交通事故可以不发生可以避免的。But something is unavoidable.
Yeah, something is unavoidable.
To something that's inevitable.
Yeah, well, yes.Sort of, yeah, okay, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, but avoid is more like person's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, you can try to avoid something, but if something is inevitable, it's more like it's in your fate or something.
Yeah, exactly, it's unavoidable, or, yeah, if you have a problem to talk over, it's unavoidable, sure, yeah. All right, are you ready for the next one?
I always lost.
All right, conscious.
Conscious, 什么意思呢？清醒的啊，有这个或者说叫做有理智的啊，比如说这个刚才我们说车祸撞了车以后 ，is driver conscious 啊，这个司机还清醒着吗？有意识吗？Then unconscious would be the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, in English, we also use conscious for like if someone does something on purpose,、
yeah.
like they consciously did something.、You know, they did it on purpose or whatever. And unconscious is we actually use it differently. So there are two ways, okay?
Yeah.
So conscious is if you do it on purpose or if you're awake or alive, right? And unconscious is if you've been knocked out and you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, if you do something by accident, now that's subconscious, with S-U-B.
哎，所以我们刚才说了这个 conscious 有两个意思啊，这个清醒着有意识的这个意思，我们刚才说了它的反义是 unconscious， 但是呢还有一个意思 conscious 也有这种刻意的故意的，尤其是在你犯了什么过错之后。大家如果看这个美剧啊英剧里边，如果在比如审问犯人的时候啊，会可能会出现这样的场景，Were you conscious about your crime？ 你是这个故意犯罪的吗？如果这个词要变作反义词，那它的反义是 sub 加一个横杠啊，这样表示它的反义词 subconscious。So yeah, it's a little complicated, but you can remember unconscious first.
Yes, unconscious. Well, conscious and unconscious. Yes, unconscious is.You know, like I said, more commonly used if you, like you're out and you got hit or whatever. But we use conscious and subconscious more because it means you do something on purpose or you do something on accident.
That's right. All right.
Okay, let's go to the next one, which is foreseen.
Foreseen.
Which
this
means
is also
that
the last word we're going to talk about today. But foreseen is a word that it's actually... The past tense of a word, foresee is the word.
Yeah.
哎，叫做什么呢？前瞻、预判。那 foreseeing 是它的被动时态啊，叫做什么呢？已经预见到的事情。But it's unforeseeing， 那就是什么事情没有被预见到的。
That's right.
Like the cold weather this year.
That's right. Well, the cold weather this year is totally unnecessary. That's the last word. And unforeseen.
And unnecessary as well, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say that I do forgive your mistakes. They're all forgivable. Except for one. That's unforgivable.
Did I make any mistake?
No, I'm just trying to use all my words.
所以说呢, UN...等等，这也是。So, after two shows, we'll be talking about a lot of prefixes that means the opposite to a word.
Exactly, yep.
I am, IN, IR, UN. There are other prefixes as well.
So if I give you like a 30-second quiz, will you be able to answer all these questions for me?
Oh, wow.
Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
Okay.
One, two, three, legible. Come on, Brian!
Illegible.
Great, probable.
Probable.
Patient.
Impatient.
Visible.
Invisible.
Great, you're good at this. Relevant.
Irrelevant.
Necessary.
Unnecessary.
Replaceable.
Irreplaceable.
Repairable.
Irreparable.
Continue.
Discontinue.
Oh, wow, you're pretty good. Okay, and one more. And that would be... Let me try you. Okay, mobile.
Immobile.
Oh my god, wow, very good. Okay, you passed.
Wow, that was tough. 哎，还真是啊，你把这些一个一个拎出来说很简单，但是你要把它们混在一起，想想它到底表示反应的是哪一个。You know, there's not a shortcut to it.
No.
You have to use these words a lot. You have to try to hear them a lot before you get to know which is the proper way.
Absolutely.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, as I did.
All right. Thank you very much for being with Rose and Brian for this edition of Youth English. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。Things we could be, but baby, I've been playing hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Feel alive. I've been living asleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been playing hard, saying no more counting dollars, we'll be counting.
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读出精彩。
Radio 774，
声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Where you are, I'm gonna stay.
She went down in an airplane, flying, getting some tan. Fell in a cement mix, so full of quicksand. Help me, help me, I'm doing good at the time. She had a shark on the water, telling no one told her. I returned everything I ever bought her. Help me, help me, I'm all out of time. And ways to say that.
广播电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774.